Okay, well, I say, good to see everybody. Let's get going here. Perek Tes, he's talking about tefillah. So he says the following. Ikar ha-tefillah, no, he's Zion. Very, very fascinating piece. He says, Ikar ha-tefillah, again, the shir is, Shabir, Fur Shlema, Fur, Ari, Yosef, Ben, Torahinda. Ikar ha-tefillah, who lishbor ga-avasoi, the loss of El Hashem. The purpose of tefillah, unbelievable, girl, is to be shover your gaiva, and then be able to be shoved to Hashem. So, what does it mean to be shover your gaiva? It means that a person has to come to that car that they cannot do anything on their own, and they need a Kodesh Baruch Hu to provide for them what they need. If that's the case, that's why you're coming to be mispal. Hashem, you need to give me this. Hashem, you need to give that. You need to give me. I can't have it without you. I can only have this if you give it to me. I need to get it from you. So there's a shvira of the gaiva. That's the avoid of tshila, is to be machnia oneself. Is to be machnia oneself. And by being machnia oneself through tefillah, that is the greatest korba that one can come to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. The Goyim says that this is Pshat the Pasuk, Zevach Roshorim To'eva Afki Bezima Yivyenu. And he says that the tefillah is to machnia us to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Okay? So the Magia over here says, it says, so manoyalnu, how foolish are some people, that what's the purpose of their davening? Their davening is gufa, so that they could become greater bali gaiva. Right? I need more money. Why need more money? Because the other guy next to me has got more money. So of course I need more money. Right? I need money that for my gaiva. Right? So the whole purpose of tefillah is for hachna'a, is to be machnia yourself. And what are you using the tefillah for? Gufa to become a bigger bali gaiva. It's a stira. It's not the purpose of tefillah. The purpose of tefillah is for a person to machnia oneself, to work on oneself, etc. Ikra tefillah, the next piece, which should sound familiar from Chaim Volozhiner, is Ikra tefillah tzarech liyos al Klal Yisrael. Klal Yisrael. The whole tefillah should be, our tefillah should be for Klal Yisrael. Why? Because really our tefillah is not for us. It's for our Kodesh Baruch Hu's covered. And the greatest cover that Kodesh Baruch Hu gets is from through Klal Yisrael. Chaim Volozhiner explains that is precisely the reason why all of our tefillahs are B'lashon Rabbim. Refa'enu, Chaneinu, Hashiveinu, Baruch Aleinu. Because we're not asking for our personal bakasha, we're asking for Klal Yisrael and a whole. And therefore, that's why we have this Ikra Tefillah Tzarech Liyos Al Klal Yisrael. Okay. Lemaisa, this is a pretty high level for a person to be thinking the entire time, not about himself, but about Klal Yisrael. We in general are not holding on that level. And it's not so pasha for us. But this is the ideal. But the Goyin writes that even though that's the ideal, but in Elokai Netzor, that's the place to daven for your personal stuff. So even though you're supposed to ask primarily for the tzibor, and the whole Shemoneh Esrei is geboit on davening for the tzibor, when it comes to Elokai Netzor, that's when you're supposed to have your own personal kavanos in mind. Okay, so that's what the Goyin writes. Okay, let's go further. And by the way, it's interesting to point out that even when we ask for Chaim, which sounds very personal, right? During the Sesame Tshuva and during Rosh Hashanah and Kippur, we keep constantly ask for life. Even there, it's not that we're asking for our own personal life. Because there's Zachreinu L'chaim. And I'll bring you a raya to it. Because we say Zachreinu L'chaim in the first bracha of Shemoneh Esrei. You're not allowed to request things in the first bracha of Shemoneh Esrei. So clearly, this that we mentioned, Zachreinu L'chaim, is not a pasha to request.
What is it?
It's a shevach. It's a shevach. Yeah. It's a shevach. That's what it is. Okay. Vayter. Ha'adam tzarech levakesh mekadosh baruch hu shnei dvarim. Page kachon of Gimel Parasya. Ha'adam tzarech levakesh mekadosh baruch hu shnei dvarim. This is a very interesting guy. The guy says that there's two things that we should ask from Hashem constantly, all the time. Hainu, number one, she yishmer oisanu b'olam hazeh min achet. The number one is you want to get siyata d'shmaya that you not nichshal in achet, chas v'shalom. Okay? So the first thing that you have to ask from HaKadosh Baruch Hu is, Hashem, protect me from sinning. Protect me from sinning. Now, the next one sounds very similar to that. But the going points out, it's not similar at all. It's very different. The first one is, protect me from chet. The second thing, I know, she yishmur oisanu b'olam hazeh min achet. And secondly, v'shiyya misayeya oisanu b'olam haba. And I should get olam haba. You think, well, if I don't sin, I'll get olam haba. No, it's two things. One is that, protect me from chet. Protect me from chet. And number two is, give me olam haba. Okay? And he says, this is what we say every day in the davening. V'zeo sho'imrim. Shenishmar chukacha ba'olam hazeh. Number one, protect me from sin in this world. Help me do your mitzvahs in this world. Nishmar chukacha ba'olam hazeh. The next one is, v'nizke v'nichya l'chai olam haba. And the next one is, give me olam haba. So there's two levels of bakasha. There's two levels of bakasha. Number one, protect me from a virus. Because a person does a virus, then they become tame, and they're just matame, they're guf. And even their olam hazeh is not pleasant. Nothing to do with olam haba. I don't want to do chet, because chet is mius. I don't want to learn shaykhis to chet. Number two, I want to get olam haba. But they're not necessarily the same thing. Those are the two tefillas. So, Shinishmo Kacha, Ba'ilam, Azen, one, Viniska, Nikhe, Vinira, and the Mesmer Shachai, Lomabo, the Mesmer Shach, that is a Lomabo. The gun on the bottom here brings, we're getting close to Purim, so he brings from Megillas Esther that's what Esther saw in Haman, that Haman davened against the Jews or tried to plot against the Jews in both of these areas. So the Greek says, it says, Atif Batiskan in light, she davened to Hashem, Lahavir, to pass, as Ra'as Haman Ha'agagi, the Ra'a of Haman, Ves Machashavtoi, and his thoughts, Asher Choshav Al Yehudi. So it says that she tried to have a Kadosh Baruch Hu pass over the ra'a of Haman and his eitza and his machshava. What's his ra'a and what's his machshava? So the Goyin says, "Ritzona shel yetzer hara lahachti es adam v'shelo yeh lo olam haba." V'zeo shekasuv es ra'as Haman agagi is ru lachtoi. The ra'a, the etzim bad of Haman is that he wants me to sin. He wants me to have shaychis to ra, to tuma, and he enjoys that. That's the first thing. The second thing is machshavtoi. He doesn't want us to get olam haba. That's not the ra. That's machshavtoi. He's after the He kavanosoi shelo yeh olam haba. He doesn't want to get olam haba. So he doesn't want us to have olam haba. So he says those are the two things. One is he knows that it's ra. He knows that it's disgusting. It's the lowest of the low, and he wants you to be sunken in to the depths of sin. Number two is I don't want you to get olam haba. It's two separate things. You know, by the way, and it's pretty off topic, but it's just interesting. It just reminded me as I'm saying it that, you know, we say that, let's say, for example, someone calls up that their cleaning lady is home and they left their meat on the counter, and do they have to be concerned that maybe the cleaning lady switched out the meat? Huh? So normally the answer is, No, you don't have to, because there's no reason to assume that they would switch it out for no reason. Why would they do that? Just stam to make you do averus? There would be no benefit in him doing that. Okay, so in a case where there's no benefit in him doing that, then you don't have to be concerned. So I saw in the Chacham Tzvi one time, the Chacham Tzvi asks about Kasha. He says, what do you mean? Goy doesn't want to be machshomi. He doesn't want to make me do averus. What happened to all the throughout the generations that try to be mashmit, make a shmad of the Yidden, that they don't want the Yidden to keep Torah and mitzvahs? So he should be going out of his way to switch the meat. Ah, I got the juti treif. They like that. They like when we do averus. So the Chacham Tzvi says an amazing word, incredible word. He says, they're not so spiritual. They don't really believe that there's anything wrong with this meat or that meat, right? So why do they try to machshel us? Because we do, right? We believe that there's a difference. So they want us to get off of our... So pshat is, so he says, stam to trick the God, the Yid, and not tell him? Of course he wouldn't do that. Either he's not going to do it, and if he does it, he's only going to do it because he's going to tell you, I got you to eat the treif. Eat the treif now, I'm going to force you. But stop switching now. He knows that you ate treif, but you don't know. He's going on that. That's what he said. So, Baal Kapanim, it's a mamash of Gevaldika Svara. So Al Kapanim, but back here, he's saying that Haman also had these two things, that he wanted to, A, for us to have shaykhus, the tumah and the ra, the disgusting evil of shchet, and number two is losing your alma boss. Al Kapanim, these are the two levels that we daven for. The Goyin also says that in shachris, there's two yihiratzins, right? There's one yihiratzin that we say, right after the brikas ha-shachar. So one yihiratzin that we say is, yihiratzin mafanecha. Right? That's one. And then there's another Yiratzin that we say is So he says the second one's talking about Elamazeh, and the first one's talking about Olam Haba. And we're asking for both. We're asking number one is Tagalina Basar Secha, give me the opportunity to be Zoicha in Olam Haba. And the other one is give me the opportunity to have a good Olam Hazeh without Chet. That's the other darga. Okay. okay. We have quickly time for one more piece. B'chol yoyim ha-musaf, yeish leil adam neshama yeseira, v'hu tesef es ruach ha-kodesh. I'm not going to be masking this too much right now, but the Goyin tells us from the Zohar, an incredible chiddush here, that there's a neshama yeseira, not just on Shabbos. There's a neshama yeseira any day that there's a tefillas musaf. Any day that there's an extra carbon, there's also an extra neshama. So that means Rosh Chodesh, Chol HaMoed, Yom Tov, there is a neshama yeseira. And that neshama yeseira gives that person an opportunity to be zoicha to Ruach HaKodesh.
So
the kind of tesis of Yom Tov, you have to hold. Okay, let's stop here. We will try to pick up tomorrow.